strength in the time that you need it, and he's been a present help for you in the times that you have needed, and that when you need a pillow, you rested on him, and you were laying at the Lord's feet, being able to be relaxed in chaotic situations, and learning that he truly does have the peace that passes all understanding. Well, today is another day the Lord has made, and I have a word for you that is going to pretty much shake some things up. But yet again, the assignment is not to be a sitting duck. The assignment is to shine your light. So my title for today is, is it going to get better? The question mark is because we're not only going to talk about things that seem, but things that we know. Following in the coming years, you guys are going to see this full push for going against what you know. And the Bible does prepare us for it now. As you continue to read throughout the Bible, there are certain settings in the time that the world is beginning to see full prophecies revealed to us by the word and verbatim. Verbatim, basically paralleling exactly what the Bible said. Now, I do not believe that's a coincidence. Let me give you an example. My iCloud phone does not coincidentally keep all of my pictures, so when I buy another device, it uploads. It does that on purpose. Okay, so if we can understand the iCloud drive, we cannot see it, right? It's an iCloud drive. Then therefore, with the word of God, we understand that it is by faith. Hearing is by faith, and knowing is believing, not seeing. Amen. So I'm knowing that because he prophesied it years with a capital S ago, the prophecy was still to come to pass. And that comforts me, because today we're going to talk about, is it going to get better? Knowing that we need to break down some key words in the Bible to understand the principles that we need to begin to live by, and shift our speech, shift our mindsets to being on one accord in the faith with God, instead of trying to change his word so that it will fit us. Amen. So again, my message today is, or my title for today is, is it going to get better? So right after this quick advertisement, we'll get right into this message for today.
You're listening to Renewed and Reminded. We are a godly podcast established here on Anchor for about 2 years now. We thank God for our progress and progression. We take no credit, but give it all to the Almighty God. Thank you for listening today. If you have not, please do like, subscribe, and share the following episode that you're listening to, or your favorite. This will help increase our visibility on all our platforms. We appreciate you and thank you for your support. I hope you enjoy today's episode.
All right, everyone. So we're going to move straight to prayer. Lord, we thank you for this episode right now. We thank you for the fact that you're going to cover the internet connection. You're going to cover the fact that we know that it is storming outside. We need a present help to finish this episode. In Jesus' name, amen. Lord, we invite you into this episode because it is truly what you have given us today to understand. Is it going to get better? And understanding that whether it is not or it is in certain situations, help us to be wise enough to keep studying your word and to be strong in knowing that we are unmasking the devil's tactics, because he don't have the power that he presented that he had. But truly, God's people will always have the power, and that is what he fears. So we are moving to understanding that it is better to move on what I know than to move on what I feel like I know. Amen. So, amen and amen. Let's go before the Lord with this podcast. You know, I've recorded a couple times, and so I found myself almost getting a little bit like flustered, because every time I recorded, I was getting to a really good space to where I could finish, and the service would cut out. So I am going to finish this podcast in the name of Jesus, because this one seems to be very, very important, because every time I get to a certain spot, the internet cuts off. So we're going to go ahead and pray and release that God is going before us, and we're going to finish. So I want you to turn to your Bibles, Romans 12 and 2. This is a very familiar passage to many of us, but I want to make it relevant to us, right? Don't copy the behaviors and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. Now, we're asking the question, is it going to get better? The two key words I'm going to use for this message is seems and knowing. For a synonym for seems would be look. And for a synonym of knowing would be release. Realize. Okay. So in this scripture, it already starts talking about behaviors and customs of the world. Today's time, it looks like the behaviors and customs of the world will get you success if you follow it. It will pay you to shake your butt. It will pay you to fight people on the television. It will pay you to constantly be a gossiper. It will pay you to rap about what you've been through in your personal lives, and it will constantly, in a way, mask you from knowing yourselves, because it's going to give you money, fame, and all the things you can tangibly see. You can look after them. So don't copy that. Why is he saying that? Because he needs to renew the way that you think. Now, thinking is a realization. You know, once our mind gets renewed, we realize things we did not realize before because of the transformation. Now, in knowing means I've believed and I've received a revelation. To get better, is it going to get better, is a question of, am I asking God earthly, is this situation going to turn around? Or am I asking God spiritually, is this going to get better? Can it turn around? Will it turn around? And am I believing in his word, or am I questioning and needing more substance? Now, remember, substance is something that you need, like you need to feed yourself something. So therefore, if I'm feeding myself Netflix scary horror stories and I'm asking God to please deliver me, knowing that I'm dealing with fear, I've fed something that now I'm battling with. That's not going to get better because I did not do something better about it. But it is in the case of knowing it can get better when it comes to, I've given my life to Christ. Now I'm learning his principles, his behavior, his kingdom, customs. I'm wanting Christ more than I want the world. Okay, yes, it's getting better because my soul, I've received salvation and I've crushed the enemy by constantly studying. Are you seeing where I'm saying? Are you getting where I'm going with this? Let's read 3. So we're going to read Romans 12, 2 and 3. We already read 2. Let's read 3. Because of the privilege and authority God has given me, I give each of you this warning. Don't think you are better than you really are. Be honest in your evaluation of yourself, measuring yourself by the faith God has given you. Somebody need to highlight the fact that he said the faith, by the faith God has given you or us. In my Bible, it says us, but we're making it personal today because it's about you. Do you know that my level of faith is not your level of faith? My question, is it going to get better, can be deeper than your question, is it going to be better? But we're going to use it all in the same sense of knowing there's two questionings that are being presented. There is the knowing, and then there is the feeling of betterment. So to make it even more simplified, we can even say, my question is either physical, or my question is either spiritual. Because if I'm asking for the betterment of the world's customs and things to go back to normal, the behaviors of what I'm used to, well, there's going to be a tug of war there, because God said that he's coming to establish his kingdom, which means things are getting ready to get crazy, because he cannot come into a place that don't have him desired, or don't have him established, or he's not, you're not seeking him to come into, just like your house, your home, your car. There's places that you can literally stamp and say, God, this is your house. God, this is your car. That is a place where every time I step into this place, I got better. I'm getting better, because I know whose house it is, and I know whose I am. But if we're not doing things like that, where we're saying, oh, I need this situation to get better, but our mouth is not getting better, our eyes are still seeing perversion everywhere, our first thought and intention is not pure, so it cannot get better, because only our lips are talking about betterment, and what we see is our main focus, and we're trying to fix the outside instead of the inside. So it only looks like I can get a betterment in a few seasons, but I cannot get it for the rest of my life, because it's propagated, or it's situated on situations and circumstances, and it's not on the things of the Lord, which he tells us all the things in this world will pass away. And we think passing away means it's going to pass down to the clearance rack. No, he means pass away, permanently deleted. It is gone. No. He's for real. The betterment that we need to be preparing ourselves for is, God, if I take off everything and I am naked before you, can you show me who I am? And can you teach me how to get better spiritually, to know and realize you are my Father, and that these masks I've been wearing all my life, I no longer have to put on? That's where he transforms the way that we think. And then we can understand, because our motives are pure, our desire is pure, we are noticing and realizing that it is getting better, but it may not be here on the earth. It's going to be in my soul, in my spirit, and when I get to heaven. And my heaven is in my spirit, because nobody can take my spirit from me. So I have to have the revelation of who he really is. Let's turn to 1 Peter 4. 1 Peter and 4 talks about something very important that, again, when you have the time, please go back and read it yourself. 1 Peter and 4, we're going to read verses 12 through 19. Dear friends, don't be surprised at the fiery trials you are going to go through, as if something is strange were happening to you. Instead, be glad, for these trials make you partners with Christ in his suffering, so that you will have a wonderful joy of seeing his glory when it is revealed to all the world. If you are insulted because you bear the name of Christ, you will be blessed. Listen. If you are insulted because you bear the name of Christ, you will be blessed. For the glorious Spirit of God rests upon you. If you suffer, however, it must not be for murder, for stealing, making trouble, praying unto other people, or praying on other affairs. But it is not to be ashamed to suffer to be a Christian. Praise God for the privilege and being called by his name. For the time has come for judgment, and it must begin with God's household. And if judgment begins with us, what terrible fate awaits for those who have never obeyed God's good news? And also, if the righteous are barely saved, what will happen to the ungodly sinner? So if you are suffering in a manner that pleases God, keep on doing what is right and trust your life to God who created you, for he will never fail you. Now, this is very important. Now, that was, remember, this is a 1 Peter chapter 4, 12 through 19. Go back and read it yourself. My version is the NIV version. And so let's look at this. We're asking, is it going to get better? We need to understand, being followers of the Lord, there is suffering. Go ahead and say, I sign myself up. I sign myself up to suffer. Now, the question is, are you going to get better at suffering? Are you going to get better at going through fiery trials? Are you going to get better at when things start happening and you think it not strange? The question is, if it looks like it, that doesn't, how do I say that? The word of God does not obey the law of physics. Gravity, the word gravity is for people. God is omnipotent. Gravity does not obey to him. Like, he doesn't need gravity. In order for it to get better, you have to wake up to realizing God is God. He is going to be where he said he's going to be, in all places. He's going to see all things. He's going to know all things. He's going to sit high and he can look low. From his point of view, he knows your beginning and the end. So therefore, when he's talking about the suffering, he even sees that even in this, you cannot make sense of this. But he's all knowing. He knows that even this will work your patience. Even this can work for your good. So don't count it joy when you go through. Count it joy when trials and tribulations come. Because even in all of this, for being a Christian, for being a true believer, for being a saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost type of person, God can allow the trial to be presented before you. But the trial will make you better and the other person will become bitter. It's all about the revelation. Because what did he say in Romans? I will renew your what? Mind. So you can think differently. So even when it looks like it's bad, God will show you the revelation of really what it is. Even when somebody tells you, I'm on your side, God can reveal what their real motives are. Even when I said, oh, I'm sorry, they truly meant, I'm sorry I didn't catch up to you and get you. You see what I'm saying? You can see, God will reveal to you certain things. So is it going to get better? Let's keep reading. My next scripture for you is 2 Peter, right? And this is pretty much, we ain't going to be able to read this on the podcast. Now, this is something independently. Read the whole book of 2 Peter. Peter is literally talking about certain things that we need to pay attention to. Is it going to get better? Let me ask you, have you seen the world since 2020? 2020, when the pandemic hit, has it gotten better? Has the world itself gotten better? Or have laws been in place to fit specific people in certain cities and countries and states? Have situations evolved into war that only benefit a certain nation? Have you seen the world come into a place where there is a significant increase that they know people are still in drought? Even though the world went through a drought, people are in drought, and they are seeming to say there are resources for those that cannot get certain things. But truly, the rich must have gotten what? You're right, richer. And the poor did, however, become more poor. And the lives that were lost, there was no accounting for them. The fact that abortion clinics are still standing on corners, the fact that people are now being able to sign themselves up to vote in a way to literally legalize perjury, pornography, fornication. There's people that desire to do things that says, I know people in higher places, remember, because we fight not against flesh and blood, but of principalities. So I will do this. I will change the law to make it good. Now, it's bad, right? Because there's a law now. I don't know if you heard about it. There's a law that people can marry 14-year-old girls. There's a law. There's also in the Bible where it says that the people of Noah, that they were so much desiring of the world, following the customs and their own desires, that the Lord seeing that no one was pure, no one was able to desire pureness, because they were after, how do you say this in a clean way? They were after boys. Boys were after boys. Women were after women. And some of them were even into animals. And some of this stuff is popping up today, to where things are not, how do you say it? Things went based upon what someone felt, and they made the law of feeling promulgated to people. Even in the Bible, it says this. This is not some, there is nothing new under the sun. This is the same thing happening at a different time in society. And the Bible literally says there are things that are going to come against you. There are things that are come. There are things I've prophesied in this word that are going to come true. Don't be shocked. Is it going to get better? Where are you asking your betterment to come from? The Bible says in Isaiah 5:20. I'm going to paraphrase it, that these people, they do have a name, but as you read Isaiah, you'll know who they are. They're going to call evil good, and good will be evil. They're going to put darkness for light and light for darkness. They're going to put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. They're going to switch the thing to really manipulate the situation. Now, who's a manipulator? Who's a con artist? Who is famous? Who is quick to give you what you see, but not tell you what it is going to do? You're right. It's the enemy. I ain't even going to give him no more time. That's it. His ways are deceitful. His ways is to disguise himself as the light. Now, remember, he's the master of disguises. He presented himself to be an angel, knowing he not one, no more. He a fallen one. Okay. He's knowing and realizes that he cannot get God's people for real. But if he can get God's people to desire betterment on the earth in situations like better this, and things that he can give them tangibly that they can see and look at, then he can give them a what you would call a desirable pool, that they will become slaves to him and not slaves to the Most High, because they will be worshiping things and not God. Let's go. So Peter 2, and all of that whole, it's, I think it's 3 or 4 chapters. Let me see. That whole section, you guys can find on our YouTube channel, where I've read through it and broke it down. But it is so important that we begin to understand God needs us to really desire betterment in our spirit more than our flesh. He needs us to not look at what we see every time and base a decision, but we need to be looking at the word of God about the situation and realize what his word said. His word said that he has plans for us that are going to prosper us. So even when it looks like I am not in a prosperous situation, I can still speak, just like he did in Mark 4:35-41. Jesus was on the boat. He said, we're going to get to the other side. That was it. But the disciples see the water. I can feel the water. The water is in the boat. Jesus, hey, you going to wake up. We're going to perish. That's what they told him. They were looking at, is this going to get better, God? Jesus, you here. Is it going to get better? You're asleep. We're trying to ask you, is this going to get better? We see certain things. We feel certain things. The wind, the boat, everything is moving. The Bible says when there's hell all around, God will lift up a standard. The enemy will come in the enemy will try to come, the enemy will form. But God said it won't work. He said he would lift up a standard. The way he came in is the way he'll leave, seven ways out. The truth is being revealed to us. Let me end with this, because I got to get off of here and go. I got to start making sure that we spread in the truth. We're not entertained by the foolishness. We know that it's predicted to us that they're going to do what they're going to do. I want you to turn to 1 John, which is right after 2 Peter. And I want you to go to chapter 2, verse 15 and 16. Verse 15 says, "Do not love this world, nor the things it offers. For when you love the world, you do not have the love of the Father in you. For the world offers only a craving of physical pleasure, a craving for everything we see." I want you to highlight that. "And pride in our accomplishments and possession." I want you to copy that. I want you to highlight that. These are not from the Father, but are from the world. Why are we reading this? Why are we talking about, is it going to get better? Simply because we need to know what is betterment. What are we asking God? If we're asking God for what it looks like to get better, I'm gonna be honest. I've been reading this morning several times. And what I feel in my spirit is what I know, and what I know, it ain't going to change. We can believe certain things and bamboozle ourselves into seeming like a whole bunch of stuff. But how many of you know seeming and knowing is two different things? That's why those were our two words, seems and knowing. See, even when it seems like the world is winning, God is all knowing, and he's going to teach us the realization that this is only for your eyes. If you go to Psalms, I believe it's Psalms 91. I'm going to go turn there right now. Let me turn there so I can end with that. I'm going to end with Psalms 91. Because Psalms, don't you understand that every word the Lord spoke out of his mouth is going to come true? Even if the enemy fights, even if the enemy tries to possess your family blood, even if he tries to, just like Job, he tried it. But what did God do? Job had a moment with the Lord. He let him know, hey, look. Hey, look. Job was like, hey, look. Just let me die. The Lord was looking at him like, really? No. You're going to come. I'm going to have you go through this on purpose, because I need this story to be a hook for my people. I need them to get hooked on me the way you hooked on me. When everybody turned against me and they're asking, is it going to get better? Oh, the Lord's cursed you. Oh. And you did not blaspheme my name. He stayed so faithful that the God did what he said he was going to do, which is prosper him and continue with the plans he had before him. Okay, so let me see. Psalms 91. All right. So Psalms 91. You know what? I'm going to just leave you with Psalms 91. Go read it today. Read it today, because I don't want to waste no more time. And I want to end the podcast with a prayer and guess. But if you read Psalms 91, you'll see. Even Psalms 90. Yeah, read both. Read Psalms 90 and Psalms 91. Okay, that's my encouragement to you, to read those two, because you will see things and it will look like the evil is winning. But truly, God literally says, even though you see this, this is still working for your good, because it's only for your eyes to see. Even your eyes don't have possession to tell you what to focus on. God has given you his word to realize that it is his word. That literally it says that man can live off of God's word. That's it. That's enough. And sometimes we have to get back to saying, God, that is enough. Teach me again. Let me to put this food away for me. Put this food away from me again. Let me bag up from the TV again. Let me show you, God, you are first in my life. Is it going to get better? It's going to get better based on your decision to choose, am I a kingdom of God or my kingdom of the enemy? Because physically I will win with the enemy. I will win in things. I will achieve things. I will have things, but my soul will be lost. And if I am asking, is it going to get better in the kingdom of God? Of course, because I have eternal life. Yes, I will suffer. Yes, I will go through. Yes, I will have fiery trials. Yet even in this, it may look like I am going through and I am losing, but God is still with me. So I cannot lose. Hear me. I cannot get better. I'm already better because of him. So I want to end with this. I want to move into 2023 with this revelation. We did this thing called A Better You a couple years ago, and it really helped out a lot. It was amazing, and I'm looking forward to what God is going to do in this year of 2023. But I want you to take the word better, and I want you to spell it out with some spaces, because each letter has a different meaning for us here on the podcast now. Better. Is it going to get better? Is it? Is physically what I see going to get better? Is the inflation, if the price is going to increase, is the inflation going to go away? Is things going to get worse? Absolutely. You need to prepare your house for that. You need to be able to be wise enough to prepare. It will. It will. Is it going to get better when it comes to my relationship and understanding with Christ? Is that what you're choosing? Is that what you're developing? Is that what you're studying? Is that what you're doing daily? Yes, it can get better. Am I going to be a better mother? Am I going to be a better wife? Is it going to get better? Are you making an effort to get better? What are you knowing God has told you to do and not doing it because of what you see or what it seems like? It's time for you to move out of what you see and move into what you know. So I'm going to end with this. Start putting God's promises in front of your feelings, and then see if your feelings can still stay there. It's not going to work. So that's the formula. If it's for me, what can be against me, right? So then if God is for you, who can be against you, including yourself? So better is standing for this. Better, B, back, E, evolving, T, together, T, touching, E, everlasting, R, revelation, or revelator. What did I just say? This is so deep. I said, better is meaning back, evolving, together, touching the everlasting revelator. That's what better is. When you are back, evolving in a relationship with Christ, together, getting in a congregation, getting with people, even outside of a church, even being a church without walls and ministering with the things that God has told you in your nothing, and touching the everlasting revelator. Who is that? That is the Heavenly Father. He says that if you ask anything you ask, I will give you. If you seek me first, right? And he does this by simply asking, do you want it? Do you want to be better? Do you want to follow me? Count the cost. It's going to cost you. I'll see y'all in the next episode.